All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train,
Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick,
dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt. It is the Carpooling Podcast, and we are your hosts,
D-Train.
And I am Christopher Lloyd. Welcome back, everybody.
We were just rapping about deep freezers.
Yeah.
And the lack of one.
The lack of deep freezers and how important they are in the world.
If you had one and you ran across a good meat sale, that would be your time.
That is the time to shine.
That's your moment, deep freezer guy.
Yeah.
You prepared for that.
I had one for free from my grandpa. He was hooking me up, like a little mini fridge one.
Right.
But we didn't have any room.
That's the
problem. You know what I mean?
That's
like, where do we put it?
There's no room.
We put the TV on top of it and put a blanket over it.
Yeah, that's your new TV stand.
Yeah.
Get some chicken.
Yeah,
no, give me some I'm watching chicken. The show.
Yeah, give me some bagel bites because I'm hungry. I got munchies.
You've come across a few good chicken wing sales in your day.
Yeah.
We could have utilized a group freezer. We'll share one.
Yeah. Well, I said that like somewhere, I don't know where I've seen it, but I've seen in person like a deep freeze outside of somebody's house. Like they left it like out in the backyard or something.
You know what I mean, right?
That's what I thought. And then I've said this to my wife and she's like, no, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Rabble, rabble, rabble.
Well, what would happen in the winter?
You turn it off? I don't know.
I mean, either.
Yeah, you just leave it off until...
But the outside of the freezer can't freeze.
Right.
Because that's like...
That get all fucked up.
Where the heat goes or expels, right?
Yeah, right. Like, through the little bottom thing.
Yeah, like, so I don't know if that would really work.
Yeah, you'd have to leave it on.
Yeah, at least.
And then you'd have to let that heat expel through the little holes that are there.
Yeah, it would have to be running or everything would just seize up.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my buddy, he called me up. One of my buddies at one point bought a house in Bradford when I lived in Bradford. And he's like, hey, I got on Kijiji for this fucking deep freezer. So sure enough, we went there and bought it used and loaded it up for only like... I don't know. It was only like probably like I think he paid like $40.
Really? Eh?
So I mean, it's like not like it's an expense. No, like both sides of the front seat of this car, both of us.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So he kept it. He was feeding his dog raw meat, right?
Yeah.
So it was filled with carcasses and shit.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was useful, but.
Oh, it's definitely useful if you can get somewhere to put it.
Wouldn't you just like? Because when my dad had one like back in the day, like way back, it was a giant one, like one that would
big
be
chest.
Like a chest.
Yeah.
And. Shit would go bad. Like the shit at the bottom, it was always
you forget.
Full. You'd never even pull out from the bottom.
Yeah.
So I mean, shit was going bad anyway.
Yeah, you'd have to keep it pretty organized.
And then it became somewhere for him to put his stolen cartons of cigarettes.
Right.
That was how he kept the cigarettes fresh.
Yeah, that's what they said. Eh, is keep it in the freezer. But and then now, like new rules are, don't put them in the freezer.
Why?
Apparently, that like dries it out even more. They found out like recently. I don't know if they found out recently. This could be bro science. I don't know.
We found out, this is what we learned from deep freezer cigarettes. And it's an old principle that thieves have, and we actually learned it in real-time experience. You know how they say, like, if you have, like, four or five sausages, this is just an example I was given before it was actually put into practice, and you got, like, no, say it needs to be more than that. Say there's, like, seven sausages just laying there, right?
Yeah.
If you walk up and want to steal some, and you take a bite of it and put it back, and you walk away... Someone's definitely going to know a fucking bite of their sausage is missing. They can see that. But if you took the whole sausage, they might not. They might thought there's only six, you know?
Right.
And just forgotten. So they just go and they see six. Oh, everything's normal. They go away. So instead of doing what we would do, like we would smoke back then. So we'd steal one or two cigarettes and like get caught. So what we realized, if we just stole a whole carton or a whole case or whatever, we wouldn't get caught.
Yeah, yeah.
So then...
And you guys never got caught when you would do
no.
that.
No. So that's how we learned that the whole sausage principle with theft.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever did that. Steal cigarettes from your folks.
Well, I had a problem with a roommate stealing cigarettes from me. And I never knew. Because I used to smoke onions, which are the reserve ones.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was in college. And I found out later that my roommate would go in my room when I wasn't home and steal cigarettes out of the bags because they came out in bags. I never noticed.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I mean, I didn't really care because they were fucking onions anyways, but, you know, I didn't notice them taking it from the bag. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I jack smoked.
How did you finally catch
him? I used to jack smokes for my brother, and I don't know if he just didn't say anything or, you know, he didn't care. I'm sure he took smokes from me when he didn't have smokes.
That's the opposite of the principle.
Right.
And it worked for him, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So either way, it worked.
Yeah, well, the problem with, like, the bag of onions is there's too many of them to notice.
Right, right.
Like, I wouldn't have them all counted out. Like, now, if he took, like, a huge handful, I'd probably notice, but he'd take, like, one or two, probably.
He's thinking.
Yeah.
I thought you have a big bag of weed. If someone were to just take a bud from it, you'd never notice.
Yeah, right, right.
If you had one bud, you could stretch it, like, a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so. There's that.
Yeah, so. I'm trying to think of, yeah, that's a pretty good rule, though. As long as there's, like, other ones there. It can't be, like, a block of cheese you steal from somebody.
How did you catch him?
Oh, somebody told me.
Oh, shit.
Like, after.
A rat.
Like, not even, like, after the fact, like, way later.
Oh, like, after you moved out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That he used to do it. I never knew. But, like, you know, there was things that, like, would go missing, like food and shit. So I always knew that, like, something was going on. But I never thought he would go in my room and take the shit. Fucking guy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, well.
I had a fucking... I might have already talked about it, too. A stepmom that would grew weed once and kept it in all kinds of, like, Tupperwares in the freezer. So we would take some of it here and there. But she started noticing and getting all pissed. So she would do this fucking thing where she'd grab a shopping bag and tie it a certain way where if we... There's no way of untying it.
Right.
Right? And we would fucking, you know, we just get caught in this and that. So we would just go to the store, get the same bags,
yeah,
tear it right open, get whatever we want, and then just retie the bag exactly how it was. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean...
No, that's
never
a good idea.
You can never stop someone, really, from...
Nah.
Around.
If they're, you know,
if there's
doing
a will.
Shit. Yeah. If it's there, they know it's there, it's gonna get jacked.
Yeah, like...
In that content.
I smoke pot, and there's a fucking pile of it in the freezer upstairs.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do?
Yeah. Oh, I can't buy my own weed.
Yeah.
It's hard to find weed. You're gonna jack some.
Yeah, exactly. It's harder to find weed, I find, like... Like, fuck, man. Like, even if you have money, it's like, okay, I can't go to the store and buy weed.
Yeah.
So if you want some, what the hell do you do?
Yeah, you got to get hooked up with somebody's, you know, connection.
Yeah, somebody's younger brother or some kid or some teenager.
Yeah. Like, do you know when you're, like, younger and you see the drug dealers and they, you know, you have, like, the weed drug dealers and then, you know, like, the different levels, like, the harder stuff?
Sure.
Do, like, those young guys who were the drug dealer all through high school, if I call them now, would he still be able to sell me weed or do they retire from that shit?
I don't know. I've never dealt with any kind of dealer that was harder core than weed.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, they usually just do it their whole life. It's such an easy thing of cash. It's low risk.
Yeah.
And even if you get caught, it's low penalty.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just get that cash?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would you stop?
Yeah, no.
The biggest potheads that I knew that were like lunatic potheads, they would sell just so they wouldn't be making money. They were just smoking for free. Like, it supported their habit. Like, they always had enough where,
they always had a big fat sack of weed.
Yeah.
They get a pound and they get an ounce out of it or whatever.
Like, I had a best friend growing up in high school do that, and he started selling weed, right? Then it got to the point where, like, anytime, like, I'd be hanging out at his house at a time, like, for some reason I quit for a while, for a few years, but I was still real friends with him. Like, people would come, like his friends that were always his friends started just becoming his friends, like, to come and buy weed and then either smoke it there because his mom was cool with it or just take it in jet.
Right.
So he stopped being like a guy you could be friends with. Like, no one would just hang out with him. It was just call him when you wanted weed.
Wanted weed,
so kind of like, sure, he still had a social life because a lot of guys would hang out there and smoke with him. But for the most part,
they weren't really his friend.
Yeah, it just kind of ruined his own fucking scene.
His image. Yeah, when you were saying that, I was thinking about, like, people who would get me weed. And it was pretty much that. It was it. Like, you get you in the weed, and then you're like, all right, see you later.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to hang with them.
Yeah.
Even if they're cool.
Yeah, it's like, you're a drug dealer now.
Yeah, you're the drug man.
Yeah, I can't be a friend anymore.
Yeah.
Like Pineapple Express, or the guy's like, I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
No, they hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, they definitely got that shit for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I have to see it again.
Yeah, no, it definitely holds up. It's pretty funny.
So, yeah, there was one Asian fella in my town that...
sold weed?
He sold weed, and then we realized, like, okay, like, let's say, like, I think he's dead now. He was really into bad stuff. Like, you see, let's say your buddy was the weed dealer, the weed man, right? What would he have on him? Like, a fucking QP, maybe, at best, or maybe you some lunatic that had a pound, even?
Yeah, like on him, like on his person, or no, like in his possession?
In his possession.
Yeah, like probably like a quarter or something. Not a quarter, I mean like an ounce, maybe 2 ounces,
right?
Like at his house.
But we met this one kid that was an Asian guy who was a few years older than us, and we thought he was just like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And then we went over to his house, and it was like fucking like he was in his garage, and like it was to the point where he had to worry about other drug dealers coming and like
robbing him.
And like then he was selling like pieces of hash that were like the size of like bigger than dice, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like big.
Nice chunk.
And we realized like, oh, fuck, this isn't your dude. This is like a bad guy.
This is one of like a supplier guy?
Yeah. Like, and then we're like, we'd always go to him when we wanted hash. But other than that, we stayed the fuck away. He probably really was annoyed with us. Yeah, it was kind of like he would get annoyed. Like, we would buy, like,
a little bit,
a dice worth of hash, which was, like, cool. But I think this guy was, like, the type. Like, if you told him, yo, man, I need something, he wouldn't even be like, okay, come get it. Because he didn't need the money. I think he was selling, like, probably cocaine and stuff.
Right, right. You know, but he was doing it from his house.
Yeah, his parents' house.
Big mistake.
Yeah, that's, like, rule number.
Like, one or two or three.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask Biggie. He knows.
Yeah, he did the 10 thing.
I think it's 7. I don't know, on Biggie's thing. That would be way higher for me. You never do that shit from your house. You wouldn't want anybody to know where you live.
Yeah, they'll kill you.
You'd want to, like, go underground, switch cars twice before you end up going home.
Right.
Why not? In case somebody was following you or some shit.
Then I told you that kid I just told you about with the weed that no one became his friend.
Yeah.
He started selling it to such an extent that the fucking Hell's Angels actually called his house.
Right.
And were like, if you don't stop, we're going to kill you. Because he was actually cutting into their profits.
Really?
He was selling so much weed.
Wow.
No one was going to their guys anymore.
Good for him.
Because, actually, the reason this happened is because he found a field of it, and him and his stupid high school friends jacked the whole field.
Good for them.
Yeah. So
it's all fair game.
Yeah, I know. So they were selling so much, it actually put a hurting on the real people.
Yeah.
Like, normally they would never bother you.
Right, right.
But there are people out there that's their livelihood.
You would think that they'd, like, from a business, they'd be like, I wonder if, like, we send, like, you know, one of the recruits to start, you know, putting muscle on them so that we supply them.
True.
And then keep all these people, you know.
Yeah.
Because they'd get a way better deal of fucking muscling some little young punk.
Yeah, man. They should have hired him if he was moving that much weight.
Yeah. I mean, you'd always be worried about some young kid. Yeah. Like, if he gets busted, he'd flip. But you could keep that so far down the chain, a different way, that they would never take down anybody.
Yeah, they missed that opportunity. He actually stopped.
Because they threatened your life. I mean, it's pretty...
When I say Hell's Angels, I don't know if it was actually that group, but it was an organized biker group.
Yeah, it was some kind of organized...
I don't know which one.
Crime syndicate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking... All that shit's freaky, man.
Yeah.
It's interesting, that stuff, though. I always love reading about, you know, organized crime. I haven't really done much about, like, organized crime in our day and age. Like, the present day, but, like, the older stuff, like, 70s and 80s. It was always funny reading up on that shit.
Oh, yeah, man. They got away with everything.
Yeah,
imagine
they did
that.
Everything. Even,
no,
like,
computers.
The 40s and shit. Yeah, they did. Didn't matter.
Okay, tell me this, and I've never understood. Let's say I'm a fucking bad gangster, and I'm in Chicago. And it's, like, really before, like, the pictures and everything. And let's say shit gets so fucking crazy where I'm, like, Al Capone-style big and everything goes down and everything. What stops me from just fucking getting on a train, like, throwing away everything I own, getting on a train and just going to another city and starting a new identity? Like, there's no computer. The cops over there don't know what I look like. There's no picture for them to show
me.
Right,
right.
Like, unless,
So, like, this is before all... Like, this would be 80s? 1800s? Because they had pictures, like, pretty early in the 1900s.
I'm talking, like, back in the day. Like,
right.
Like, not medieval times, but, like, back when... Not, like, past that, but before pictures.
Okay,
like,
yeah. Oh, just, there'd be nothing.
Yeah, like... How could you not just... You could be
They'd
a fucking
be
serial killer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, drawings.
There'd be drawings.
I forgot
But that's pretty much
that.
It. Like, you grow a beard, you're good.
And there's
or
not
you
that
have
many
a beard,
people.
You shave it. Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But, yeah. Like, once they started having photographs and shit, you know, that's when, like, people would recognize you in different towns. Like, oh, he's the boss of Chicago. if you went to like New York, they would know, you know,
right,
just by word of mouth and shit.
Yeah, like those were the days. You could probably get away with a lot. And then like, even if you got a guy like Capone or whatever in court, in those days, you didn't have forensic evidence. You didn't have finger. I don't know if you had fingerprints or not, but like so many things you didn't have. Like, how would they ever prove a case?
The only way they took down any mob boss back in the day was like RICO cases of tax evasion. It was always had to do with the money. Like, where did this money come from? And why do you have so much of it?
Okay.
And why aren't you paying tax on it?
All right.
And that's how they would send them away. Everything else was like, and then everybody started ratting on people, so.
Oh, yeah, I know rats was a big
That started thing. Like 80, maybe 90s, 80s, 90s, when all the rats came out.
But how can you trust it? How can the fucking jury believe a rat? He's a rat.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much like, I guess it's because like the FBI is sending them in there, and it's like under the FBI is like an informant.
Oh, okay, so it's like a sting.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, the FBI who's, you know, in court, saying, okay, this guy's legit to the jurors. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm sure all the time, like, the defense would come back and be like, you're a rat. This is bullshit.
Yeah, you're just a fucking stew pigeon.
Yeah. But then, you know, tape recorders and shit, all that shit came out, and it's like, is this your voice? Yes.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's no way of analyzing it, so I guess we'll...
Well, okay, we'll let you go. Yeah. 10 years later, we can analyze your voice, and it is definitely you.
Okay. Yeah, man, I don't know. Yeah. Did you ever read about that one where it was like the mob family and there was a big fucking feud? So then the whole family dressed up as cops, went right into their clubhouse and pretended it was a raid, lined up everyone, told everyone to get up, and then they just all blasted them with machine guns.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a real thing that happened.
I know, right?
That's crazy. How smart.
Oh, yeah.
Get the whole family at once.
Shit was ruthless, man. And I bet you we don't even know, like, legitly a lot of stuff that happened in that kind of field, you know, like in that world.
Yeah,
because like it would never reach the public's ears, and they wouldn't write that shit down.
The Deadliest Warrior did that segment of mob people versus the Italian mob versus the Yakuza,
right?
And they showed that they kept talking about how the ice pick was like a huge weapon by the Italian mob.
Yeah,
they just walk back and poke,
right
I don't know why,
back of the heads and shit.
Yeah, apparently that was a big thing to do.
Yeah. That's a fucking dirty way to go, man. The thing that, like, bugged me about, like, I always thought, I was like, okay, you're cool, you're with your friends, you know, and you never rat them out. If you're a rat, that's the lowest form. But, like, your best friends come to kill you.
That's
and they
the
kill
problem.
You without you even knowing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they come with a smile and they stab your fucking back of the head with an ice pick.
That's what I mean. They say you never have to worry about any. Like, even when you read prison documentaries, say the only fucking people they worry about is their own gang.
Yeah.
Once they join.
Yeah. That's too bad, man. You're always watching your back and shit.
Yeah, it should be the opposite.
Yeah. I guess it's how much you can trust somebody, but you never know what's going on in their head.
Yeah, I don't think... So you don't make friends like if you take one of my old kid friends from when I was a kid, I'm not going to turn on that guy and stab him. But if I had like a prison friend and the main boss is like, yeah, you do your friend in or I'll do you, you're going to do him.
Yeah, you got no choice. You or him.
Yeah,
you're going to go with you.
If he was a real friend, you'd still tell the prison boss, nah, I'll just go to protected custody and be a fucking...
A rat?
A rat, but...
Yeah.
Other than you're not going to kill your friend.
Yeah, it's so weird, because, like... And then if you do that, you know, there's always, like, a contract on your head for the rest of your life.
Yeah, they're going to get you.
Yeah, like, again, I know we talked about the Henry Hill thing, but, you know, his death was, like, you know, just complications. That's all they said. He had, like, $1 million contract on his head. And he was, like, walking around like a normal person, thinking they're never going to kill him. Like, a broad daylight as his real name. And then eventually he dies of complications.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody got him.
Yeah, anything. Slip anything into his shit.
Yeah.
They just caught that the fucking Putin KGB guy put that radioactive teapot.
Yeah.
Like, they can kill you, man. That's why you got to stay under the radar.
Yeah.
Anyone could just kill me, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right now, I don't know. Like, let's say one of us fucking pumped some gas in the other one's shit. Like, anyone can just kill anyone. It's fucking crazy.
Right.
You gotta just be under the radar.
Yeah. Or be a nice person. And pray to the gods.
Yes, yes. God will
for good karma. Yeah. Yes. Because little weird things happen. Like, if you gassed me, all of a sudden there was a window that was open that all the gas went out that way back into your room.
Right, right.
And then your cat turned off the gas after you were dead.
Like when someone throws a cigarette butt out the front window and it lands on you when you're sitting in the back seat.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah. That's the best when that happens. Yeah. Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
Like whoever has the back seat is the worst if there's smokers in there. Fucking ashes and all shit.
Oh, I know.
Stinking up the place. I'm sure that happened to you. Like your parents.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me. And a fucking cigarette butt went fucking behind my back and burned up the car seat.
Yeah, yeah. The car seats are normal ones.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah. How long did you smoke for? I didn't know you smoked.
I never really smoked.
Yeah, just like.
It wasn't me. It wasn't. Highs. It was like steel one. And there's still a couple. And it was never a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never wanted to do the Android dicks?
What's that?
Smoke those?
What's that?
You know, the new cigarettes that are out there, the vapor ones.
What's the point?
Yeah. I don't know. Look cool. Do something while you're driving.
Yeah. If you had one that, actually someone at my, work who has a thing, a car there, just got a, one that you can put your little butt in. Like, you know, it's not liquid. You like stick a butt in it and then it does that for you.
Oh yeah.
So someone I know ordered one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is waiting for it to arrive.
Right. Cool.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I always thought about, like, I know my buddy Waz will probably chirp me for this, but I thought about getting one just because, like, I used to smoke a lot and I kind of miss it sometimes. And I, like, it would be cool to be able to kind of smoke again, but, you know, there's no really any point, like you said, because you start getting addicted to it again. But if there was a way that you could get, you know, just the feeling of something going into your mouth and into your lungs, like, just like water, though.
Yeah.
And nothing else, like no chemicals or anything, you know, I would do it. But they didn't have anything that was just strictly, like absolutely no chemicals or anything. There was always something in it.
Can you just fill it with what you want?
No, because I guess it doesn't work. Like if you're just doing water, I don't think like you feel that, you know, sensation of it going into your lungs, like when you inhale. I think, like I did a bunch of research. I couldn't find anything. Everything had a little bit of fucking chemicals in it. So it was like, what's the point, man? 20 years, they're probably going to say it's worse than cigarettes.
They are already.
Yeah, they are saying that now.
They're saying it gives a couple of people have gotten whatever's called popcorn lung.
Right.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it sounds gross.
But they get it from that.
Yeah. So, all you fucking Android smoking cocks.
Yeah.
Go back to cigarettes.
Or quit entirely.
Quit entirely. You know how much money you save? Lots.
I did the math once for my parents. It was fucking disgusting. They were each buying a pack a day.
Yeah.
So I like extrapolated it for like a year.
You could buy
year.
Me a fucking Mercedes, Mom.
Yeah. It's like, if you didn't do this for 5 years, you could get another house.
Yeah.
Or something stupid.
Yeah. But then they'd be like drinking way more coffee or like, you know, you always like add another addiction when you quit one addiction. That's why they say like drug addicts and shit. You know, they have to, they can't just go cold turkey. They have to, like, busy themselves with other shit.
Yeah, like weightlifting.
Weightlifting, you know.
Then they become a lunatic like that.
Yeah, whatever it is. Something that's normal and healthy, like model building. I don't know, you know. Something that hopefully isn't too expensive.
Yeah. A worse thing that's, like, even more expensive.
Worse than doing heroin every day, all day.
Yeah, like painting Warhammer figures.
Yeah.
For $80 a piece.
Yeah. Or like off the wire, he built like mini furniture, like legit like working furniture of like cabinets and couches and shit. And he said like in the show, he was like making like mad cash off these things.
Who is this? What is this?
I don't know. It's just a TV show.
Oh, okay.
Like an old TV show. But I'm sure there's people that do it.
Yeah,
and who would buy that shit? Like little Barbie sized shit, but working and like legit.
Like a lazy this boy is actually pulls out.
Yeah, shit like that.
That's cool.
Or like I don't know, gun cabinet. Like a, you know, say there was like a certain gun cabinet that was really nice. Like I have no idea what names they are or anything, but say it was like a top of the line one that was real fancy.
Yeah.
He would make like a replica little version of it and sell it.
A gun rack?
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that you have guns.
No, it's like I don't even Wayne's World. I don't even own a gun, let alone and they necessitate a gun rack.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Did you like the second one?
I don't even know, man.
Yeah. I liked the second one.
I have to see it.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Can't remember it, eh?
What happens? They do like
that's
a
the naked Indian one,
type
right?
Thing, right?
Yeah. The naked Indian and shit.
Aren't they doing it again?
I'm not sure.
I think I heard something about that.
He like retired.
Who?
What's his face there? The Canadian guy that was star of that. Austin Powers.
Oh, what the fuck's his name? Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, yeah.
What about Dane Carvey?
Yeah.
Still going strong, isn't he?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since. The last movie I think I seen him in was The Master of Disguise. The Turtle. Turtle one.
Turtle yeah? enough to yeah. Turtle Club?
Yeah.
That was a shit movie, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. I never seen it. Yeah. I don't think it did very good. Yeah. You know when they play like the funniest parts of the movie in the trailer, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah. And they're not even really that funny. But I remember that was like a big thing. That was kind of like the Rick James bitch thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everybody was doing a little turtle
thing. Turtle was huge.
Remember?
Why did that take off?
I don't know.
That one scene in the movie is like the whole movie, basically.
Oh, yeah. That's what that movie's remembered for.
Yeah.
Is that one part. What's going on up here?
We're coming to an accident, folks.
Accidente.
I get to screech my brakes at
Accidente. Is that racist if I say that?
No.
No. Are you sure? Could be racist.
You know what is fucking racist, but it isn't, and they love it, and it's actually put in like a museum hall of fame or some crazy shit. You remember that little mouse that would go andale andale, the little cartoon mouse
that
was like really racist?
Yeah.
Apparently, they like cherish that, and it's like a cultural icon and shit now.
Really?
Yeah. Even though it's like a fucking stereotype of like.
Yeah. Mexican. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it's like.
He had a little hat on, right?
Oh, yeah. He was like, Arriba, and everything, man. Like, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, apparently not.
And he's remembered. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the old Warner Brothers cartoons where they're like, it was a different time back then, so we're not censoring this commercial.
Oh, shit. We're going to censor this.
All right. Well, we had to take a little breather, so I lost my train of thought. But we're at an accident again.
And we're parked.
And we're parked.
I wonder, are we stopped? Because it's green and we're not going.
There was cars moving, so somebody's directing this shit.
Oh, come on.
Somebody's getting us by. Something's going on in this town, underground world.
There is.
What is this?
Put that out there.
So, like, when we're looking at this thing here, there's...
There is.
Police and fire trucks and ambulance.
There's...
And,
what kind of cars? Whoa,
somebody went right off. Oh, it was T-Bone style. T-bone style. You know how it is when somebody's turning left and somebody plows through the light.
Yeah.
That's definitely what happened.
Yeah, they got fucked up.
But he was over there and he was hit on this. Wait.
I never understand how they end up where they end up.
Yeah.
Maybe they just keep rolling. Like, you know how in like some movies you see a car crash, the car just keeps kind of rolling?
Yeah.
Until it hits something?
Yeah.
Maybe like that.
Yeah, maybe, eh? Man, the thing about car crashes is they're fucked up.
Yep.
Like, I just want one scary thing. That's why I drive like a good human being.
Too many people get killed in cars, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All the time.
Yeah, I remember, like, the snowstorm one time I was driving. And, like, I had this sense. And I was like, you know, like, I didn't have a stop sign. But there was a stop sign on the other side of the road. And I was like, man, you should slow down here and stop.
Yes.
It was like a snowstorm. But I didn't. Sure enough, as soon as I get to the intersection, probably like where we are, I was going pretty slow. Car fucking comes right through into the middle of the intersection. So I'm like, oh, fuck. And I try to hammer to the left and get by and then hammer back to the right. But I made it past, so I wasn't going to hit it, but I started sliding. So I tried to hammer it back and then I started sliding the other way. And he just like hit me at the like back, yeah, like right at the side.
You saved the day, though.
I went in the ditch. No damage. His car was a little fucked up, but he's like, man, I can't call insurance. And I was like, all right, get me out of this ditch. I know where you live, like, if something's really fucked up. He's like, yeah. Because, like, it just so happened that I knew the guy.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
So he helped me get out, and...
How'd he do that?
I was near my buddy's house, so I went to my buddy's, and there was two people there. They came, and, you know, we pushed while I tried to hit it in reverse. Like, I wasn't in deep or anything.
Okay.
I just had no traction. So they, like, kind of shoveled it out and, like, you know, pushed it from the front. But, so that scares me when that happens. But it's funny how, like, that little fucking thing in my head was telling me to stop, and I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, you know, normally you listen to that.
Yeah, normally. But I'm like, whatever. What's going to happen?
I'm a kid.
Dead.
I'm invincible.
I'm fucking dead now, man.
I'm talking to your ghost right now.
Yeah, man.
What could have been.
They say that, like, when you die, you just keep living. And that part of your dimension's dead.
I thought
it
about
goes
that
off.
A few times, man.
Yeah.
I thought about that because I've been in some situations where surely I must have died.
Yeah. But you're still alive.
But I'm still here.
Yeah. So that's what it is. Me and Derek fucking figured it out, everybody.
I have thought that.
So if you want to know more, send $50.
You can get at stage one. Yeah. We're going to do it like Scientology. Yeah. At 100, stage two.
Yeah. Fuck. There, I can't wait, man. I've talked about the guy's documentaries before, Louis Theroux. But when his Scientology movie comes out, man, I can't wait to watch that.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
I'm sure it will be. Like, you know, they're making a movie on him making the movie on them. It's like some Inception shit.
Why? Because like they're going to hunt him down and like kill him?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. But
they will, man. They're no joke.
Yeah,
those fucking guys, man.
If you want to be famous or something, you got to join Scientology.
No, you don't fight the government. The government doesn't fight them. That's how crazy it is.
Yeah, they gave them all their power. That's the problem. Just tax their asses.
Yeah.
Fuck, you and I have a religion. Carpooling religion.
Yeah.
Join no in. Taxing.
No tax. Yeah.
No tax. We get a little card, go to the store. We don't pay tax.
How does it work?
Yeah, that's how it is. Because you literally get a card, and you bring it to the store, and you just show it to them.
No
And they,
way.
Like, write a thing. Now it's probably all through computers. But I had a friend who was a...
ordained minister?
No. Okay, I'm talking about an Indian.
Oh, that.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah,
like, that's
I know
just what
that.
I mean.
Yeah, I've seen the card. It's orange.
Yeah.
It used to be orange.
Yeah, I don't think if you're religious, like in a religion, you probably still have to pay tax at the store. This is like how much money you make and shit you don't get taxed on, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like end
right.
of the year, all that shit. Like all that money they made through the religion is not taxed.
Right.
Where like every normal person, it would be taxed.
Right. We fucked up. We should have married native girls. And our kids would have been 50%, thus
yeah.
they would not have to pay tax.
But then you'd have to have a Indian wife and Indian-looking kids.
Ah, yes, there's always a trade-off.
Nah,
they're beautiful
right.
people.
Yeah, they're cool. I have a lot of Indian friends. and Native Canadian friends.
I don't meet
friends.
That many, so...
Yeah.
I don't have any.
They can be hot. Oh. Like, the girls can be hot.
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding? They're one of the hottest.
Yeah.
Some
like half-breeds.
Yeah, those ones.
Maybe, I don't know. In my opinion, somebody's flashing you.
Why?
I don't know, he flashed you. Maybe there's a cop up there.
He went over a bump, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably flashing you.
Maybe something's wrong.
All right, everybody. That is it for this episode. Thank you. All right, everybody. That is it for episode number 63. It was bonus. 2 episodes this week. You can thank Nathan Wasman for that. Anyways, as always, this episode was brought to you by www.ratherunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work, photography, video, graphic design, whatever you need. Shoot a message, info@ratherunique.ca. Get a quote and then answer back that you heard this on the podcast and you'll get another 10% off, which is sweet. Play with D-Man on Xbox Live. His gamer tag is TheGrinch54, capital T, capital G, and the number 54. You can play with myself, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @CarpoolingPod. You can follow me on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let the world know what you think about the show. Seriously, it only takes a second, and it would help out immensely. All right, on behalf of Derek P. and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, everybody. Take care. Bye.